To most people, there seems to be no rhyme or reason to life. And just at the time when everything seems to fall into place and life is going along smoothly, somebody or something comes along and pulls out the plug, and we have to start all over again. Life becomes a frustrating experience. A mother went to an educational toy store to find a gift for her young son. She noticed an interesting mechanical toy on the counter. After playing with it for a while, she asked the sales associate if there was a part missing. She said, "It's very complicated, and I can't get it to work." "Oh, no," said the sales associate. "This is our most modern educational toy. It is especially designed to prepare a child for life in the world today. No matter how he puts it together, it will be wrong." Life at times seems to be like that toy. It seems like we, individually and as a society, never quite make it all the way. We all know somebody who qualifies through all the interviews except the last one, which guarantees them a position. And we all know of someone who is always competing and never getting the big prize because they always arrive late or they are one number short. These people are always on the verge of success, but they never quite arrive. We have an interesting story about one such individual who was always on the outer fringes of life. They were always on the outside looking in. This individual needed one more step in life. Over 2,000 years ago, we are told there was a pool in Bethesda in Jerusalem which had healing powers. And we are told that every now and then the waters of this pool would become stirred up. This stirring was most likely caused by an underground stream which fed into it. However, the story has it that an angel would touch the waters and stir them up. We are also told in the story that the first individual to bathe in these waters after becoming stirred would be healed of any illness. Among the hundreds of ill and diseased people who came for a healing, there was a man who had waited 40 years to be healed in this pool. And since he could not walk, he was dependent on having someone carry him at the precise moment for a healing. But he had no one to do this for him, so others would always get to the pool first. He was always late. The Master Jesus found him there during this time and asked him a very simple question. "Wilt thou be made whole?" All of us would assume that anybody being ill would want a healing, but that is not always the case. Many people actually enjoy a state of personal aggravation. One customer became annoyed when she realized that the merchandise she bought was defective. The manager of the store attempted to do the right thing by suggesting that she either exchange her purchase for another one or receive a refund. The customer refused both offers. When the manager asked what he could do to satisfy her, she answered, "Nothing. I'm angry and I wish to remain angry." So many of us have our humanness so uppermost in our minds that we insist on clinging to the very basic human emotions. Divine science teaches that man's natural state of being is spiritual. It is not human. Man's natural state of being is divine. It is not mortal. The master teacher, Jesus, came teaching not his divinity, but the divinity of all of mankind. Speaking of himself, he said, They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Man is one, even as the Father and I are one. But most of us are ignorant of this truth. We have been aware of only our humanness. And in a human identification, we falsely accept everything that the world offers as part of our being. Whatever holds your attention captures you. In our humanness, society interprets wrongs done to him as a perfect right to react adversarially. And we give absolutely no thought to the consequences. Rather, we hold on to the attitude of, I have been hurt, and I will remain hurt. I have been wronged. This shall be my cross to carry throughout the rest of my life. Society carries their wounds proudly as medals, always ready to express them to whoever is willing to listen. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no virtue in suffering. Many will seek a relief from suffering by treating the symptoms only and not the cause. Very few will seek wholeness as the remedy for healing. I ask you now, wilt thou be made whole? Do you wish to fully recover? Do you wish to be healed? You have the freedom of choice. Yes, we all seek relief, but we hesitate when it comes down to tampering with our thoughts and our beliefs, and especially our emotions. When things are not right in the body, when things are not right in the home or in the office or in the world, it is your attitude and your beliefs which need to be healed and not the condition itself. Take care of your thoughts, and your emotions and your affairs will take care of themselves. As you become open and receptive to the truth of your being, you do not become more spiritual. You are already spirit. What you become is more aware of your divinity. God is the source of all things. God is spirit. And spirit is the substance of which all things are made. You and I and every other individual are spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe. It is when we come to that realization that we are included in God, we will discover that we are complete in Him. All we ever do in life is express our awareness of God. There is only God, and to the extent you are aware of this one that is all, to the extent will you express the qualities of wholeness. A prominent doctor told a story about a patient who learned that he had a terminal illness. The patient, however, recovered after taking a new treatment. What the patient was about to be discharged, he said, Doctor, I am going to tell you something that you do not know. My biggest problem was not hearing that I was going to die. Rather, my biggest problem was thinking, what am I going to do if I recovered? You and only you have been given control of your life. You and only you are the one that decides what is to come into your world. Is it happiness? Is it joy? Is it peace? Is it well-being? Have you given this control to another individual? Have you given another individual control of your happiness? Have you given this control to a past experience? Is memory controlling you? Through a belief in heredity and contagion, have you been demonstrating less than wholeness? Each of us have the freedom of choice. Our individuality is recognized and respected by infinite law. Unless we wish to be made whole, nothing will heal us. It is each and every individual who allows the release of limitation. It is easy to see things in disarray in our lives and in our world and complain. But complaining does not correct any situation. Complaining only magnifies the problem. We are dwelling on the very things that we do not want. The beginning of every healing and the road to wholeness in all areas begin in mind. The body and the conditions and circumstances and situations have no power whatsoever. It is our moods and our feelings and our attitudes and our beliefs which influence everything in our individual lives and in the world as a whole. There is no health in the body. Health is a state of mind which reflects outwardly as the body. Our bodies are the expression of our minds. A healthy body is a reflection of a healthy mind. A healthy body is brought about by right thinking. When the ill man by the pool chose to be made whole, the command given to him was to go and sin no more. Now the true definition of the word sin is to literally miss the mark, like an archer missing the target. It means to think amiss. Sin is to allow anger to overcome you. To sin is to embrace resentment as a true expression of you. To sin is to insist on your right to be bitter and vengeful. Sin is totally a mental condition. It has absolutely nothing to do with breaking a man-made law. The scriptures tell us, I am the Lord thy God, and there is none else. God is the source of all things, and all of us have our being in God. Our consciousness, our awareness of this one life, is the source of all of our experiences. We are not the body. We are living souls expressing our individual awareness of the one perfect life. We are complete and perfect in the mind of God. Just as the acorn has within itself the completed idea of an oak tree, each and every single one of us is already a divine idea, complete in the mind of God. Your body, my body, everybody can do nothing except express individual consciousness. The Father within each of us is our creative principle and is always demonstrating what is in our minds. Our good is totally dependent on our awareness of life. Our supply, our abundance, our happiness, our relationships, all and more are the reflection of our individual beliefs. Everything that comes into our lives is a condition of our mind. Our future health, our affairs and conditions depend on our mental state. And this is why we are told, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. In other words, the body itself accepts what is in consciousness. What the Father does, the Son does also. As in mind, so in manifestation. Wholeness in every aspect of our lives is a function of our realization of God. You and I and every other human being have been given dominion. We each have a mind. This mind is the very same mind that was in Christ Jesus. With this mind, we create our heaven or we create our hell. With this mind, we have the power to bring forth our happiness. The mind in each of us is the mind which created our world. One of the most important discoveries for us to make in this lifetime is that the visible world is mental before it becomes visible. The physical world about us all is first in mind before it expresses outwardly. Pandemic, poverty, accident, prejudice, intolerance, hatred, and I can go on and on and on, are all mental before they become conditions of our bodies and our environment. Everything which is manifesting in our lives is first a mental belief, a conviction, or an opinion. What we think, what we believe, is manifested in our walk, our features, our bodily functions, and in all of our experiences. As I have said many times before, if we want to change our life, if we want to change the world, we must change our beliefs. If we reason from the outer, from the physical, rather than from within, the spiritual, the result will be instability and imbalance and unhappiness. Reason from spirit, the allness of God, and order and a harmony and a wholeness will manifest. The scriptures remind us, "Prove me now, saith the Lord, and I will open the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive." Let us begin now to make this lesson practical in our daily lives as we prepare to become still. Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable wherever you're sitting and rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands comfortably either in your lap or at your side and just relax for a moment. Be still. Be still and quiet your mind. Take a deep breath in and release that breath slowly. And as we release the breath, letting go, we're letting go of the world. We're letting go of worrisome thoughts. We're letting go of anger. We're letting go of resentment and jealousy, impatience, intolerance, anger. Let go. Let go and be still. And go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father waits and welcomes you with open arms, unconditional love, and peace. Knowing that in stillness and in confidence shall be our strength. In the stillness of this moment, I bring into my realization that God is the source and the substance of all things. I am a beloved child of God. I live and move and have my very being in spirit. I of mine own self can do nothing, for it is the spirit within me that doeth the works. In the awareness that I am a child of spirit, I am led by spirit. I am provided for by spirit. And I am healed by spirit. This very moment of peace, the still small voice within me is saying, I am the Lord thy God, who healeth thee of all thy iniquities. I am complete in God. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and he gives you his infinite, eternal, unconditional love, his wisdom, his understanding, and his peace. Amen. go in peace and love, and have a beautiful week.